one of the most important meetings that I'll have been part of while I was at the council. I said, I think I've made my position clear on this earlier in the week, and I know that the feedback that I'm hearing from the public over the course of the week, I think that is one of the most important meetings that will take place, and that people should ensure that they've contacted their local representative, made their feelings clear to them, and ensure that they see that those feelings are brought to the meeting.
For context, RNG did a survey. They claim just 40% of councillors want John O'Donnell to resign in the wake of the RTE Investigates programme. You don't believe that would be reflective of public opinion?
Not what I'm hearing, not the feedback that I hear on radio stations like your own, on radio stations down the south of the county here. I think that there's a far stronger feeling that would be calling for Councillor O'Donnell's resignation. And I think that people want to make sure that their politician, that those that they support, that they feel represent them properly in the chamber. I've stated on the record that I feel that with the commentary that was on the Primetime Investigates programme on Monday night, that his position, and this isn't to do with whether or not he's guilty of any offence, but this is to do with compromising any decisions that we take into the future, especially around planning. And from that point of view, I feel that his position is compromised and that he can't continue to be a member of Donegal County Council. I feel that a lot of people share that view, and that they need to ensure that their county councillors, that the representatives of different parties articulate their view. That's what we're here to do.
Yes, but we have seen controversies in the past. Councillor O'Donnell's putting up a strong case against the allegations contained within the programme. Will this blow over, perhaps? Can you see that ever happening?
I think I'm sure that there's some that would hope that it will blow over. I haven't seen in the correspondence that's been released to either media or to ourselves from Councillor O'Donnell that there has been any strong case made or any mitigating factor that takes away from what was said by him on that programme.